Utilities will jump up 4% next year for Coquitlam homeowners. On Monday, December 5, City Council unanimously gave three readings, without comment, to a bylaw that will see 2023 rates increase by 4% for water, sewer, drainage and garbage. The bylaw is set to be adopted next week. Here's the breakdown. Water single-family home, $640, up $25, multi-family home, $384, up $15, suite, $256, up $10, sewer, drainage flat rate, $522, up $20, suite rate, $209, up $8, solid waste 120-liter garbage cart, $275, up $11, 240-liter garbage cart, $364, up $14, 360-liter garbage cart, $514, up $20. Last month, at its finance meeting, City Manager Peter Steblin told Council the Metro Vancouver Regional District, of which the City of Coquitlam purchases water, sewage treatment and solid waste disposal services, has major projects on its books to finance. These include Coquitlam Lake Water Supply Project, Coquitlam Water Main Project, Seismic Upgrades to the Existing Coquitlam Lake Intake Project, Cape Horn Pump Station Project. Steblin warned that the agency has tried to lower utility prices for municipalities in the past, especially during the COVID-19 pandemic, but those costs are coming. The projects are coming. The question is, how big will the projects be? Asked Cowan. Craig Hodge, who will return to the Metro Vancouver Board of Directors in 2023, Cowan. Terry Towner is replacing Mayor Richard Stewart next year. Hodge suggested if Metro Vancouver keeps holding off, the bills will be pushed down the road to future councils. Capital plan. Meanwhile, also on Monday, council adopted, without discussion, the city's five-year capital plan, which carries a $631 million price tag. Next year, the municipality is projected to spend $127.8 million on the following: parks, trails and sports fields, $28.6 million, transportation, $28 million, facilities, $20.5 million, land management, $16.2 million, other assets, $13.2 million, water, $8 million, sewer, $3 million, waste, $100,000. According to a November 29 report from Michelle Hunt, Coquitlam's General Manager of Finance, Lands and Police, the 2023-27 capital plan includes $132 million in 2024 for the Northeast Community Center in the Partington Creek neighborhood on Burke Mountain. The city intends to go into debt by $78.1 million to pay for the center, but the money will be repaid using revenues from future developments. And the municipality will borrow $2.8 million from its sewer and drainage operating surplus reserve to pay for two projects, the Northeast Upper Victoria Drive Trunk Sewer and Fremont Corridor, as well as the Northeast Partington Creek Channel upgrades, totaling $134,000 in annual debt servicing, Hunt wrote in her report. The capital plan also includes more money for the Spanny Pool Renewal Project and Innovation Center update, as well as $10.6 million in new funding for, among other things, groundwater for park irrigation, $1.8 million, financial systems replacement, $1.5 million, city space renovation, $1.2 million, local government climate action program, $1.15 million, sewer pipe CCTV and Stony Creek enhancements, $815,000. At last month's finance committee, Coquitlam's finance director Garana Cabral told council that development is a key funding source for the city to expand its programs and services, but that industry is volatile, with the tight labor market, the rising cost of materials and supply chain demands, she said. Cowan. Dennis Marsden said council needs to focus on projects in progress. We've got a very extensive list of capital projects that I think this council needs to take a look at and prioritize, and determine if there's some that we might take the foot off the accelerator on, he said at the November 23 meeting. He also recommended the city invest in electric vehicles for its fleet, given they last longer. Cowan. Matt Dejalik also queried about the $166,000 shortfall from TransLink that the city has to make up to pay for regional roads. However, that funding gap is for 2023 only, Cabral said, noting TransLink is now reviewing its major road network funding formula for municipalities. Stublin cited the Fremont Connector, a long-awaited arterial between Burke Mountain and Port Coquitlam that TransLink refused to pay last year. Jamie Bone, Coquitlam's general manager of engineering and public works, said city officials are pushing TransLink for more money and are documenting when the agency isn't giving enough for transportation improvements. Coquitlam adopts its capital plan in December to secure tenders for capital projects in the new year. The newly elected council will talk about the operating budget, which determines the rates for property taxes, early in 2023.